Hi, everyone. It's your podcast host, Jim Andrews, here with a reminder that the Ticket Manager Partner Summit is back. We'll be getting together in person on October 17th this year at the Times Center in New York City. This is a free, invitation-only event where hundreds of business leaders across the world's most influential brands in sports, sponsorship, live events, and ticketing gather to make great connections and share valuable information. Approved attendees enjoy exclusive networking events, insightful panels, and exciting celebrity speakers, all for free. Are you interested in attending? Just go to ticketmanager.com for details on how to apply. Welcome to Ticket Manager's All Access interview series, engaging leaders from across the sports marketing spectrum to identify and explore critical issues in the business of sports, entertainment, sponsorship, activation, ticketing, hospitality, and even more than that. I'm your host, Jim Andrews, and joining me on this episode is Jim McCoy, Associate Vice President for Sports Marketing for Nationwide. Jim, it's a real pleasure to have you with us.
It's great to be here with you this morning.
Let's start off. You know, Nationwide has a diverse partnership portfolio. I'm sure lots of our listeners are familiar with some of your bigger partnerships. But can you just touch on what some of those are, and then maybe walk us through the strategy behind your sports marketing program? You know, how the target audiences and the objectives may be different between those partnerships. Yeah, just kind of give us the lay of the land, if you will.
Yeah, the portfolio has evolved over the years for sure, with golf, NASCAR, NFL. The last 10 years, we've done a lot in markets, local markets that we live and work in. But it all tracks back to alignment with our business strategy and where, you know, we can drive real value against the objectives that they have. We've had a pretty consistent model of trying to do things that drive brand, that's familiarity, awareness, consideration, all the key measures that we're trying to grow through connecting with sports related sponsorship audiences. We got to drive immediate business, and that can be, you know, large transactions or, you know, entertainment, and you've seen business grow over time. And then we always do a community philanthropic element to anything that we do. That's core to our DNA as a company. And, you know, we have the slogan "on your side," but that really means something to us. We want to be authentic. We want to be very intentional where we make investments and how we bring our brand to life in a very authentic way.
I'm going to try and get through this episode without singing the jingle, which we all know very, very well.
Those seven notes, that's our one of our biggest assets as a company for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's interesting that, you know, I think of Nationwide as an insurance company, and certainly, you know, property casualty insurance is part of that business. But, you know, you and I talked earlier, and, you know, you're in a lot of different businesses and categories, you know, broader financial services, you know, and that whole those industries, I should say, you know, There's a lot of activity, right, in sponsorship and in sports marketing with a lot of different brands in the mix. You know, how, you know, literally do you kind of stand out amid all of that activity? What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, we are a very diverse business in the financial services space. 10 different business units. We're historically known as a auto insurer, but we do much more than that on, you know, annuities, 401k, life insurance, pet insurance, all these other different areas. And it is a very competitive space in terms of advertising investment, as you see the Geicos and the State Farms spending billions of dollars in different areas. It's always been our strategy to try to find, you know, the white space that is available and not try to directly compete, because our spend, you know, was never going to be at their level, but make the dollars that we do invest go even further based on the formula that we've built with tier one sports properties, tier one talent, and the media behind it to, you know, help tell our story and make that, you know, really feel like, you know, a $50 million spend feel like $200 million through, you know, activation, finding the right place. Yeah, even in an area like the NFL that is obviously very competitive and has our other PNC companies involved in that. We've had success by finding a platform in the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award that carves a space for us to have a real connection to the league, the fans, the players, the best of the best that we can highlight. And then again, goes back to that authentic position that we have as a company of supporting, all the good work that's being done in communities all over the country. So I think it's that balance of you the right partner, the right talent, the right media to help break through. But it is challenging, and we have to evaluate that, every year. And that's why, some years, we have deals that expire and we go into different areas and try to find things that are bringing value to our partners.
No, absolutely. And I want to come back and talk a little bit more about the Man of the Year Award. But just in terms of, obviously that you got a lot going on there, right? With all the different partnerships and, like you say, constantly needing to stay on top of them and figure out what's working and all of that. Can you tell us just a little bit about the team behind that? Like where do you sit in the organization? How many people are involved? Are there outside agencies that you work with?
Yeah, I always say we're small but mighty. We live in corporate marketing within Nationwide. Great CMO and Ramon Jones that we work through. But we're a team of seven or eight of us that are focused on a day-to-day basis in different verticals. So my team divide up between NFL and golf and a few other verticals, as well as then event management and kind of premier experiences that we do. We also do have an agency that we've worked with 20 plus years in Wasserman, great partners of ours, and help us divide and conquer on a lot of the strategic work, a lot of the event coverage, and just so we're not on an airplane every single week and running around the country executing all these great events. But it's been a great recipe for success. They're a good strategic partner, good insights into the sports world. But also, if you show up to an event, you don't necessarily know if it's a Nationwider or a Wasserman staff, because they do know our business and are integrated in everything that we do.
Okay, so we mentioned the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award, and I'm curious, and I probably spent more time thinking about it this year, because my man Cam Hayward from the Steelers is the Man of the Year this year. But when you have the relationship with the NFL to put the Nationwide name on the award, do you also then work with the individual winners to do anything directly?
We do. The great thing about the Walter Payton Man of the Year platform is you are working with the best of the best of the NFL. It's an incredible filter. We're a 100-year-old brand that is pretty conservative, and we want to make sure when we're partnering with talent, it is the right fit, brand alignment, value-based decisions that we're finding the right folks to work with. And this platform has just really provided an incredible filter to these men that have been doing the right thing for a decade, by the time they get to the point of in Cam's position to be named the Walter Payton Man of the Year. So we've been able to work with former winners, even tracking back before we had our name on the award. There's just a lot of great men that have done really good things that we partner with. But then we also actively support the 32 nominees each season. That each team has a nominee they'll announce in the October-November timeframe. We work with them December through Super Bowl to really activate the platform, raise additional money for them, additional exposure, engage the fans. And then once we select our winner, and we're part of that process, but it's a much bigger committee with the commissioner and the Payton family and media partners, that winner selected on Thursday of honors, we do usually go into a relationship with them during their year as Walter Payton Man of the Year. So we'll do something with our hospitality guests at Super Bowl with them. We did some great content with Cam through Omaha Productions talking about the jersey patch and what a special moment it was for him to see that for the first time on his Pittsburgh Steelers jersey. We do things, we bring them to Columbus for, we do a big event tied to the Memorial Golf Tournament benefiting Nationwide Children's Hospital. So we'll bring them into town for that with our guests and then use them to kind of kick off the next year of nominees in the fall. So it's been a really good working relationship with the league, the Payton family, and Nationwide to elevate this award to where we think it should be. And you see that kind of come together Super Bowl week.
You know, it's funny. It hadn't really occurred to me that, you know, I ask a lot of companies that have endorsement relationships, spokesperson, brand ambassador relationships, like what kind of a process they go through to, you know, figure out who among all of the potential athletes and celebrities they might want to work with. How do you narrow that down? And really, you know, to your point, the award itself is a great kind of screening process, right? Yeah, you're really identifying folks who fit with the values. And speaking of that, too, I think be remiss not to mention your relationship with Peyton Manning. Obviously, you're talking about the jingle and seeing him appear in so many of your spots over the years. You know, that relationship also, again, just seemed to be kind of a natural fit. And from the outside, at least, really, really seems like a great partnership.
Yeah, we learned a lot in NASCAR. We had a strong presence in that sport for a while and worked with Dale Earnhardt Jr., who had been a customer since his dad took him to his Nationwide agent at 16. And so he had a really good connection, and we built that creatively with the fans and saw that recipe for success. So when we entered in the NFL, we did go through an exhaustive process to who is the right person for us to connect with. And knowing, you know, where Peyton was in his career, where our, you know, shift moving more into the financial services and retirement planning and all that, it was a great connection point to somebody that, you know, his values aligned with ours. He's just been a great ambassador for the last 10 years, and the creative, he's behind the camera is amazing as well. His delivery, his, you know, creative input that he's provided in all these campaigns to keep them fresh, keep them relevant each and every year. And we're excited to keep that train moving.
And then just one more thing in that NFL area, you know, we're sitting down and this episode is going to be released just before the NFL draft this year. And understand you've got some new activation plans for that event. Can you share some of that with us?
Yeah, we're excited to continue that, you know, creative relationship with Peyton and tap into the NFL draft in a unique way. That's become such a huge tentpole event for the NFL. And it's amazing, you know, guys walking up on stage, the viewership and the attention that event is, you know, always gets. But we've got draft day drills that's a campaign with Peyton that we're pulling in, you know, those iconic moments that happen on stage and in and around draft. And it's Peyton's that kind of coach that's helping the draft prospects along the way. So it's a fun concept. We're going to be rolling that out, you know, the week before the draft. And then, you know, we have some integrations in and around, you know, draft day opening night. We'll actually have Cam Hayward that'll be up there for the Steelers 20th pick. Hopefully they stay in that spot, but he'll, you know, do a whole presentation around the Walter Peyton Man of the Year Award with the commissioner, and Nationwide will be brought into that. We've got special guests of Nationwide that will be making a pick later in the weekend. We've got hospitality guests throughout. So it's become a great follow-up from Super Bowl to engage our customers, our producers, and also talk to the fans about Nationwide's role within the NFL.
You're also Nationwide in the first year of a multi-year renewal with the National Women's Soccer League. And, you know, obviously so much going on in terms of women's sports and women's sports partnerships these days, and a lot of developments within the league itself, including, you know, a new media deal, new franchises coming in. So what are you looking forward to? What's going to be new there?
Yeah, the explosion of women's sports has been remarkable. You see, you know, with the Caitlin Clark effect the last couple of weeks in the Final Four, and you know, we're proud to have been, you know, ahead of that curve, we think, you know, 4 or 5 years ago as we entered into the National Women's Soccer League. Relatively young league, but we've seen incredible growth, both from a team standpoint. They've gone from 10 teams. I think they've announced their 15th and soon to be 16th team that will join that league. They just signed a huge new media deal with Scripps Ion, Amazon, Paramount, and ESPN that's going to, you know, almost double the amount of games that are out there to be consumed. Going into it, we knew this fan base was, you know, very avid, excited, you know, socially and digitally active, and it allowed us to really broaden, you know, our reach to a new audience. And really excited what we've seen, you know, the first 3 years, and what we're going to see hopefully the next four, and this growth trajectory going even further. We've build a community impact platform, getting back to the, you know, community philanthropic element and that connection. And you know, we've done a version of that within this league that we're actually going to come out here in a couple of months with a new rebrand and connect some other elements to that, which are pretty exciting that we'll have coming in the coming weeks and months. But it's an opportunity for us to, from a media standpoint, we're growing our presence. We're doing more with the teams, and we have 14 different ambassadors that we work with from a player standpoint that have been fantastic, that we refresh every year and kind of help them tell their story. We've even built an internship program that we do after the season to bring 4 to 6 women into Columbus and see what working at a Fortune 100 company looks like. So as a sponsor, we always want to do more than just hang a banner, put the logo on signage. We really want to be integrated into the sport, help it grow and do what we can to enhance the experience for the fans.
And speaking of Columbus, obviously Nationwide has a major presence with the headquarters there, and you do a lot in terms of things that are kind of both, obviously locally oriented, but also, have a national presence, especially Nationwide Arena. Can you talk just a little bit about some of those partnerships?
We've always been, where we live and work, we want to make sure we have a strong presence there. We've got 3 main headquarters markets in Scottsdale, Arizona, Des Moines, and then Columbus is our largest. And we do a lot in that community broadly, but also in the sports and entertainment space. You mentioned Nationwide Arena. We're a part owner of the Blue Jackets. We have that entitlement on the arena. We launched a jersey sponsorship with the Crew back in 2020. That has been fantastic. They've won 2 championships in 4 years. So maybe good luck that Nationwide is along for the ride for that one. Nice. Most recently, the Fury, which is a professional women's volleyball team, we became jersey sponsor for that, and great upside potential with that sport and taking off there. But we do minor league baseball, we do the marathon, we do a couple golf events, the Memorial Tournament. We were presenting sponsor for a long time. And so just trying to find the right ways to support, what's makes Columbus great. And the sports and entertainment space is a big part of that.
You touched on this earlier on in terms of different objectives for partners, for partnerships rather. How do you really approach performance measurement in terms of what are the different kind of KPIs or metrics or methods of evaluation? Is every brand company has a different way to go about that, I feel like. So I'd love to know what your approach is.
Yeah, the way I respond to that is it's art and science. It should be hopefully as much science as you possibly can have in data, but there is a storytelling element to show how all the pieces work together to ultimately drive value for the organization. It starts at the top of the house with Ramon, our CMO, having a belief that it does work, and we've kind of provided the data backing to show that it does. We break it down, in that, top of funnel efforts with how are we doing, from a brand health standpoint, with folks. And we do studies against different audiences. Ultimately, we should be doing better against the NFL fan or the golf fan or the soccer fan than general market, because otherwise we would put all those dollars just into advertising. And so we've seen over time that we do have a healthy gap of consideration, awareness, familiarity, all those things within those audiences, which is a good start. We track all the earned impressions and exposure that we gain from these large brand focused efforts with the NFL. That's in social media, it's in PR, it's in just the earned measures of where the logo is showing up during the Walter Payton Man of the Year nomination window on network and on ESPN. So those things are part of the story that we craft to show year after year what type of advertising earned exposure we've seen. Hopefully that grows. We make adjustments to our deals and tweak relationships to make sure that all that's maximized. We also then want to make sure we're driving real business and have trackable results that we can hold up to our partners that show that this is making an impact. And that can be a significant retirement plan that we have with the Kansas City Chiefs. It can mean employee benefits relationship that we have with other sponsors in these sports that sell our pet insurance to their employees. But in a lot of cases, it's how do we take our intermediaries, our financial professionals, our agents who are doing business with us today, but hopefully do more business with us after spending time and entertaining them at different events so they can be better educated on our products and services, be proud of the relationship. We always highlight the community impact of the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award, and that's something that resonates and they walk away feeling really good about Nationwide. So seeing that impact 12, 18 months down the road, that hopefully we're seeing a lift in business metrics because of these different opportunities that we have. And then you kind of weave in the community aspect of it. We raise $6 million a year through our team for Nationwide Children's Hospital through different events. And we can track, how we're doing that on an annual basis. So it's definitely a story to, pull those three different levers of how effective we are with these different partnerships. And again, why we'll renew some, why we'll maybe adjust others and non-renew, different relationships really shows, the based on how the metrics are occurring on an annual basis.
Most listeners to this podcast know that I teach a course in sponsorship at Northwestern here in Chicago. And I'm just thinking that Nationwide would just make a great case study to say, because I'm always talking about sponsorship as something that can be used to do so many different things, right? It's not just about visibility and it's not just about hospitality, but you can, if you're smart and have the right approach, do all of those things. And you just listed off so many of the benefits that come from sponsorship, and you're obviously taking advantage of them, which is just great. Jim, before I let you go, I just love to get your take on, somebody who's probably, I imagine, seen a lot of sponsorship proposals and sat in pitch meetings and negotiations. What advice do you have for folks who are on the sales side of partnerships, who are looking to, maybe not, not directly pitch, a sponsorship to Nationwide, but just in general, when they're going in and talking to brands and corporations, maybe something that you see that they could do better or something that might be additive to that process?
I do get quite a bit of emails and requests, for time and all that. I'd say right off the top, just make sure they do a little bit of research. The ones that frustrate me the most are the blast emails to our CMO and like 15 people within the company, where you could have just done a short Google search of Nationwide sports marketing and got to the right person pretty quickly. So just doing their front end work, there are definitely areas that, we want to be involved in, our business, getting to know kind of the insurance and financial services aspects of what we do, so they can come with ideas that, will be relevant versus just kind of the cut and paste, pop in a different company and, send the same deck. Those that have put a little work into it and prep, I'll definitely give more of an ear to than you can tell if it's just been, onto the blast email approach to things. The reality is most cases, of our big sponsorships, we've been the ones to actively go seek out partner. So that's, we know our business best. We know where we're trying to grow. We know which audience specifically is going to work for us. And so historically, we broached the, went to the NFL and said, we want to split the category with USAA. We want to get in there because it's an important place for us to be. The National Women's Soccer League, we had a deal fall through with the U.S. Women's National Team, and we went to the NWSL and said we want to go there. So there's a lot of cases. It is the big, the bigger partnerships we are going after. I think just other ancillary partnerships, just seeing what we do at a large level, like with the NFL. And if there are ways that you can help us activate that through your whatever assets that you have, it could be a team partnership, it could be a player, it could be a media platform or a podcast or something that it would help get our story of the Walter Payton Man of the Year out in a different way. So just taking existing things that we have in our portfolio and integrating that into whatever you're trying to sell is always going to be more successful down the road.
That's great advice. Really, really makes a lot of sense. So, Jim, this has been educational for me, and I'm sure for my listeners as well. And really appreciate you taking the time to join me and the ticket manager audience here. Always a pleasure to talk to you, and hopefully we'll get to do it again sometime. And in the meantime, say hi to Cam next time you see him.
Will do. Thank you for the opportunity, and it was great talking with you.
Awesome, Jim. And on behalf of Ticket Manager, I want to thank all of you for watching and or listening, and to remind you to please join us again for the next episode in the All Access interview series.